Truly, this was God's Son. The events of the raising of Lazarus led directly to the Palm Sunday events. And that is why, it's very much exactly why, because these people observed the raising of Lazarus, that they ended up gathering for Jesus with palms. Which is why, historically, there's been a Lazarus Saturday. St. Augustine mentions this, so does St. John Chrysostom. And also, the 2 days have been historically linked. Often the palm is brought out on Saturday and Lazarus referenced in the liturgy on Sunday. And so it is, after such a great miracle as occurred with Lazarus, everyone expected more from Jesus. And for good reason. Now, his enemies feared what Jesus might do next. He was rising when they wanted him down. And so immediately before today's reading in John's Gospel, we have an option of using John's reading of the blessing with palms. Immediately before that, it says that they wanted to kill Lazarus because the people were stirred up by him. Get rid of the evidence of Jesus' divinity. His supporters welcomed him, of course, with palms because they wanted Jesus to save Israel as Messiah and as King. I think it's fair to say that Lazarus expected more, too, because he was raised, but it wasn't a resurrection. His raising was temporary. What we call a resurrection is permanent. So he still depended on Jesus for more. So let's look closer first at the raising of Lazarus to see how it lays the groundwork for the new and greater Lazarus of Jesus on Palm Sunday. And we'll see the importance of Jesus as God and man as he takes on our humanity to raise us up in divinity. Now, at this point in history, there was no greater miracle than what Jesus did with Lazarus. And there were raisings in the past, but all the more because we see Jesus' humanity and divinity together. Now, people already knew him as a man. And remember, those who knew his origins in humanity in Nazareth didn't expect miracles from him because they knew his humanity so well. Isn't this Joseph's son? Yet here is his humanity at the forefront before he raises Lazarus. He was a friend of Lazarus, very human relationship. He asks where Lazarus is. He doesn't know everything as a man in his humanity. And he wept. Very human emotion. But here, in the midst of his humanity, Jesus raises his friend. And here we have the humanity of Christ juxtaposed with his power over death. He could command life, as we see from his prayer, through his direct relationship with the Father. This anticipates our resurrection. And this gives us a vision for all of Holy Week. We see how it anticipates our resurrection in both very obvious as well as more subtle and deeper ways. Let's begin with the obvious. Jesus brings life to this scenario outside of death, because he is outside of death, and like a knight encountering a dragon who had taken his friend. Jesus encounters a death that had enveloped Lazarus and slays it like a dragon. Now, watching from the outside, we see two crowds that oppose each other. There's a crowd in favor of Jesus and a crowd that is against him. Those against him wanted to preserve an old order. Those in favor of him didn't have so much to lose. So we have two sides, right and left. Those with the palms and those who are calling to crucify him. We had a polarized society. Does that sound familiar? Now, yet these two sides had something very much in common. None of them had been fully redeemed, because their outward allegiances did not necessarily reflect the state of their hearts. Inwardly, they weren't so different. How? They all had dragons within. They were all like sheep scattered, as John tells us elsewhere. And Lazarus still faced the dragon of outward death because his raising was only temporary. But all humanity has an inward death that leads to that outward death, the dragon of accumulated sin. None of these people were willing to follow Jesus to his death. The inward dragon is like Eustace in C.S. Lewis's The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Imagine, perhaps all of us are familiar with that story. He fell asleep, coveting the dragon's treasures, and he became a dragon. But the thing is, he was always a dragon inside. And so it is with all of us before our redemption. Eustace, we see as the story unfolds, and I wish I could share more details, but perhaps remember some of them, he was helpless to save himself. That is the same as you and me in the limitations of our humanity. Eustace simply had to wait for Aslan, the Christ figure, to save him. And so those who were in the palm crowd would have to wait for this redemption, and those who were in the crucified crowd would have to wait, and even Lazarus would have to wait, even as he did so with a measure of faith, reclining with Jesus elsewhere in the story. Then would come the crucifixion and a new kind of miracle, more than anyone could have imagined before, far exceeding that of the raising of Lazarus. Not defeating death from the outside, like a knight against a dragon, but from the inside. What am I saying? Jesus became like a dragon himself and transforms what a dragon means. We see this in our second reading from Philippians 2, that being in the form of God, he became man. As Jesus entered into our condition, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. And out of love, he died a dragon's death for you and me, even though he had no dragon's poison inside. You can expect, likewise, to be raised with Jesus, because you were baptized into his death and resurrection. You were baptized into him. And so as we recount the deeds of the cross, as we recount this throughout Holy Week, we don't forget that promise for us. Now in Narnia, this baptism was symbolized by Aslan tearing the dragon skin to find Eustace inside. Eustace couldn't remove that skin on his own. But likewise, as Eustace came out from the inside, your resurrection begins too, from the inside out. Eustace wasn't changed all at once, but the inclination to act like a dragon was all gone. And likewise, your humanity is transformed by Jesus' divinity from the inside out. Humanity and divinity together. So what have we seen? Let's just briefly review, then I'll apply this very briefly to Palm Sunday and Holy Week once more. Jesus, being both fully human and fully divine, raises Lazarus. That defeated death from the outside. He becomes, however, the new and greater Lazarus by defeating death, participating in it from the inside. His humanity is raised in divinity, and this is what he does for you as your humanity is raised through his divinity. And so, for Palm Sunday, what do we have? A new crowd. Those who are for Jesus, not just outwardly, but inwardly in the heart. That was one of the prayers that I read in Blessing the Palms, prayed just for this reality, an inward change. As we recount the crucifixion throughout Holy Week, we do have that resurrection always already in view, and always in view as those who already share in it. And what does that mean? It means that as our life continues, apart from this liturgical season, we are willing to follow him to his death. For Jesus says, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. A new crowd willing to follow. That is the sign of resurrection people.